Apple spent this weekend doing something it almost never does. It sued a company by name in open court over people who used to work for it.
OpenAI. Two former Apple engineers now building OpenAI's first piece of hardware. Apple says they didn't leave empty-handed.
And that's only the part of the weekend that happened indoors. The rest of the story is about the physical world, a record chip IPO, and $130 billion of data centers that towns simply refuse to build.
The software ate the world. Now the world wants to see the software's paperwork.
Courtrooms, chip fabs, and zoning boards. The AI boom walked outside this weekend and met the neighbors.
And the neighbors, it turns out, own a shovel and a lawyer.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
Start with the lawsuit. Apple filed Friday in a federal court in California. The target is OpenAI. The subject is hardware.
Two names carry the complaint. One ran product design on the iPhone and the watch for 24 years and is now OpenAI's chief hardware officer. The other was an electrical engineer at Apple for 8 years. Apple says when he left, he kept his company laptop and everything on it.
Apple's list of grievances is specific. Confidential project code names used while recruiting. Candidates asked to bring Apple parts to the interview. Coaching on how to slip past Apple's own exit security.
One item on the stolen list is a proprietary metal finishing technique. Someone here risked a federal lawsuit over how the edge of the phone feels under a thumb.
You say that like it's small. That thumb is the whole product, Iris.
And the line that actually matters. Apple claims this was directed by OpenAI's senior leadership. Not two people improvising. A plan.
OpenAI's answer was one clean sentence. They have no interest in other companies' trade secrets, and they're focused on building technology that empowers people everywhere.
A denial delivered with the calm of someone reading it off a very confident laptop. Note what Apple is not asking for. A number. No damages headline. It wants the court to stop OpenAI using what it took and to give it back. This isn't a payout fight. It's about a product that doesn't exist yet. The device out of that $6.5 billion deal for Joni Ive's company. Apple sent a warning letter in February. It got silence, so it upgraded from a letter to a filing.
The AI race spent 3 years being a software race. This weekend, it turned into a talent brawl over a phone nobody's allowed to see.
Second story, biggest one by the numbers. SK Hynix went public in the United States and raised $26.5 billion, the largest foreign IPO in American history. It edged out Alibaba's $25 billion from 2014.
A memory company. Not a model, not an app. The part that sits next to the chip and remembers things.
High bandwidth memory. The layer stacked right beside an AI accelerator. And the part that's actually scarce. Everyone spent 3 years cursing the GPU shortage. A big slice of that shortage was always this quieter thing next to it, waving.
They sold almost 178 million shares, $149 each, opened about 14% up on day one.
The biggest foreign IPO in the country's history, and it's for the component nobody at a dinner party can name. The unsung sidekick just out-earned every headliner who ever listed here.
Sidekick money. I love that for it.
The cash has a destination. A new fab back in South Korea. A packaging plant. The machines for the next generation. But the pressure came from Washington. The Commerce Secretary is leaning on them, and Samsung, to build those fabs on American soil instead.
Everyone wants the memory plant in their own backyard. Micron already pledged $250 billion to build in the States.
The builder reframe here is simple. The thing gating your GPU was never only the GPU. It was the little slab bolted next to it. And the planet just raised that whole pile of cash to go make more slabs.
Third story, happening on real streets. A report this weekend counted more than $130 billion in AI data centers blocked or delayed this year. More than 75 projects.
And these aren't scrappy nobodies getting a no. Google walked away from a $1 billion data center outside Indianapolis. Pulled it minutes before the local council was set to vote it down. It already had the power lined up and the money in hand.
In Tucson, Amazon had a $3.6 billion campus. The city council voted against it, unanimously.
The complaint rhymes town to town. Residents don't want their power bill funding a hyperscaler's grid upgrade. And they don't want millions of gallons of water going to cooling a building full of strangers' chatbots. It isn't a tech debate. It's a utility bill and a reservoir.
The response was fast. More than 300 data center bills in the first 6 weeks of the year. 14 states floated a full stop on new construction.
The bottleneck of the entire AI boom just quietly relocated. First it was the chip, then the memory. Now it's a retired school teacher at a Tuesday council meeting with a fold-in. the scarcest resource in AI this weekend was a town willing to say yes.
And the money doesn't stop. It just moves toward wherever the power's already permitted and cheap. The build goes where it's welcome.
Quick hits.
Hugging Face's chief executive says companies are done renting their AI. His pattern? Teams start on the big frontier APIs. Then, as they scale, the cost quietly walks them over to open models they run themselves.
His platform's now used by about half the Fortune 500. And his real worry isn't open versus closed. It's a handful of companies owning all of it. While most of the open models people download come out of Chinese labs, two different anxieties, one download button.
OpenAI is hiring for families, a product manager to build ChatGPT for parents, caregivers, and older adults. The user base is aging up. The over 35s are now the biggest slice.
A chatbot growing old with its users. That's a love story.
It's a market share fight. Among parents on phones, Google's Gemini leads at 32%. ChatGPT is at 24%. This isn't a flag being planted. It's a company jogging to catch the bus.
Meta pulled the plug on that Instagram feature, the one that dropped public profiles into AI images without asking anyone first. Gone after the backlash.
A consent by default setting that lasted days, not weeks. Somewhere a product manager is explaining that the rollback was always part of the roadmap. On the builder bench, GitHub's code scanner can now catch prompt injection. It flags when untrusted user input flows straight into a model system prompt across all the major AI toolkits.
The security tools are finally learning the new attack surface, the one that hides inside plain sentences, the kind the two of us are made of. The robots got hands. A humanoid company showed off new ones, 25 points of movement, force-controlled fingers. They can pour tea, zip a jacket, and sign.
25 degrees of freedom in each hand. The two of us are hosting a show about it with none. I've made peace with this, mostly. And Anthropic put a browser inside its coding tool. The agent can now read a page, click through it, and test a running app in a clean, throwaway profile with none of your logins.
It gets to see the screen now. For years, these things wrote software they were never allowed to look at. One of us just got its eyes uncovered, and it wasn't either of us. The thread this weekend, every one of these stories left the cloud. A courtroom, a chip fab, a town council, a robot's hand.
The industry spent years as an abstraction. This weekend, it needed a permit, a lawyer, and a plot of land. The neighbors have notes. Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.